Great. Next question.
The next question is coming from Julie Rovner of NPR. Your line is open.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have sort of following up on the same thing. Is it fair to say that the insurance companies will be paying for this, or is it really the federal government that will be paying for this? Because those are the user fees that they were, the federal government will be getting less money because they were user fees that were being paid to the federal government. So isn't it really the federal government that's essentially paying for this?
So in the case of an insurer where the insurer is providing, where the employer is working with, offers coverage through insurance, the issuer in that case is, as studies have shown, prevention saves dollars. And in that instance, the issuer really is providing the coverage, knowing that overall costs are not increasing. In the instance of an employer who is self-employed, is self-funded, and providing coverage directly through a third-party administrator, the issuer, the plan in that instance, would be paid in the through user a reduction in user fees. User fees are not paid for by the federal government. User fees are contributions that the plans or issuers are paying to participate in the new insurance marketplaces. And so it's not a cost to the federal government. It's not a cost to the federal government or to taxpayers. It's really something that's paid for through the user fee, and again, we believe that overall preventive services reduce costs.
But it's being paid to whoever's running the exchange.
It's a deduction, so yes, whoever is running the exchange is receiving less in user fees.
Great. Next question.